All right. Kentucky has hired a new basketball coach. Mark Pope is the new head coach at the University of Kentucky. A big suit, got to be big mad about this one. They took his guy.
They took his guy.
The BYU head basketball coach has taken over at the helm of Kentucky after John Calipari bolted for Arkansas, where he met with the team, and there is no team. And now you look, this has been...
Like, is that the Hoops equivalent of Deion coming in and saying, I need a whole new damn offensive line?
Yes. Yes. Except for no new team. Met with the team. There is no team. Yeah. This is one of those come to Jeebus moments for the Kentucky basketball program. Because think of where they are here at this point. You had John Calipari, who recruited five-star after five-star, and had an inability to get over the hump. Their last national title, 2011, where, you know, he was the head coach for that team. Mm-hmm. But we see, like, this year was the tipping point. A first-round loss and an early exit. You get bounced as a three seed, and you're going to have two, potentially three lottery picks coming off of that roster. And they were done with, hey, we are sick of being the team that sends guys to the NBA, but we don't win championships. We don't get to Final Fours. We're not getting to the Elite Eight as consistently as our expectations hold. And we've been, now we're getting lapped by the likes of Villanova and UConn. And look, there's a slippery slope from with the Blue Blood basketball programs from being dominant and then becoming what Indiana is, becoming what, you know, UCLA. Think about it. Since Ben Howland,
yeah,
UCLA has been a roller coaster,
yeah,
and it's not been consistently great at UCLA.
Although Mick Cronin has been pretty good.
Mick Cronin is a great coach. This year was a disaster for them. And that's kind of that roller coaster that they ride, where optimism was high. They had, you know, all the hope in the world that they would be back, and then it goes back down. What kind of the reporting out of Kentucky was is that there was a power play made by John Calipari, where when he and Mitch Barnhart, the athletic director at Kentucky, had their meeting together, and it was, hey, we're going to run it back one more year because, I don't know, 36 million reasons why and your buyout. But we got to get things going to where we're winning games, not just getting people to the NBA.
Right.
The unrest within the supporters and the boosters rubbed Calipari the wrong way. Like, hey, I've won national titles. I've been to Final Fours. I know how to coach basketball.
Which, by the way, your first point there, I didn't realize he has won a national title.
Yes.
For some reason, I had it in my brain that there was more. But, yeah, just 2012. That'd be it.
But, I mean, look, we do this all the time. Winning national titles is so damn hard.
Well, no, it is. But look, that's you're also Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and he was there, what does it say, 2009 to now, and he has one to show for it. Like, that's not acceptable for Kentucky.
Well, but you also take that a lot of the things that have happened with Coach Cal are he goes and wins places, and then those wins get taken away, whether it's UMass or Memphis or in getting to, like, we look at it, getting to the Final Four is a really, like, winning a national title is obviously the pinnacle, but going to the Final Four is, I mean, that is the ultimate success you can have as a coach, right?
Yeah.
It's like you get to Final Fours, and how many Final Fours has John Calipari been to?
I see.
Six times he's been to the Final Four.
Yeah.
96, 2008, vacated. 2011, 12, 14, and 15, right? But at Kentucky, when you're looking at it and going, our last Final Four was in 2015, and here we are, like, that's 9 years
it's
ago.
It's 2024.
They expect more. That comes with the expectations. Cal tried to go with the power play of, all right, I'm going to go and I'm going to talk to Arkansas and I'm going to sweeten the pot and make this move of, all right, it's either me or him with the AD, right? And Barnhart. Nope. They said bye. And at that point, we get to the point where Kentucky basketball is right now. And like, this could be in the grand scheme of things, Calipari's power play may actually work in his favor. He's at Arkansas, but at the end of the day, You look at all of the names that turned down this job or had no communication, whether it was Nate Oates or in Billy Donovan getting out ahead of it.
Yeah.
Saying, nope, yeah, not going. Whether it is Dan Hurley, who publicly was saying, I'm not going anywhere. Scott Drew turning down the job. Jay Wright saying, no interest in the job.
Yeah.
And if like,
so you got Kentucky Alabama, fans, Baylor, and Villanova saying no thanks.
Well, and a former Villanova.
Former Villanova, excuse me.
Yeah. But Jay Wright, like, you're crazy, and Kentucky fans are crazy if they don't think that all of those guys were on their list. This is not a situation that, like Alabama football, where they can say, you know, no, Kalen DeBoer, we had him targeted as one of our top guys. He was our top guy. Mark Pope is not going to be at the top of anybody's list. And if Mark Pope is not successful at Kentucky, then you see all of a sudden that Mitch Barnhart is going to be on the way out, because there is one thing that they love, and it is their basketball at the University of Kentucky. And Pope is a former player. He was a captain of the 96 national title team. He's done a very good job at his two previous stops, whether it was Utah Valley, I guess it's not Utah Valley State anymore, Utah Valley University, or BYU, where he got BYU humming, and they were a six seed this year. But at the same time, the two tournament appearances that he has under his belt have been very Calipari-esque, haven't they? Yeah. He's been a six seed twice, got upset by 11 seeds in both those years. Remember, a couple years ago, it was UCLA that did it to him. And this year, like, the upset that people were shocked at, because Duquesne was a six seed in their own tournament, conference tournament, the 11-seeded Dukes upset BYU this year in the first round. So you sit there and you go, all right, you got a coach who has his ties to Kentucky. He did the most BYU thing ever. Did you see the video that he released? I mean, there's going to be a lot of golly gees and fiddlesticks rolling around that video.
Gosh darn it.
Because BYU is the only place that you can pull this thing off without, like, you getting murdered on the way out of town. But in the BYU gym, he rips off a sweatsuit as he's saying he's happy to be the Kentucky coach, and he's got his Kentucky uniform on underneath his little suit that he was wearing, and saying, I'm ready to go. I hope Mark Pope does succeed at BYU, but if he doesn't, it's gonna look back and everybody's gonna go, Barnhart, what a fool. You let John Calipari walk, you didn't give him more security, and here we are now. Because that slope is so slippery in the world of college hoops. And look, blue bloods, they don't mean what they used to anymore. They really don't.
Yeah.
They really don't. Because without Calipari there, does Kentucky, with young kids, think of 18-year-olds getting recruited right now, okay? We just said it. 9 years ago was the last time they made a Final Four. 9 years ago. And without Coach Cal being the guy who gets guys to the NBA, is the cachet going to be as big of a pull for young recruits? That's a legitimate question. It is, because these kids, they don't look at the world like we used to, where tradition and history meant so much.
Right.
They really don't in recruiting. Andrew Nemec, who was on last night, he'll tell you this, man, time and time again, that the blue blood programs, if you're not good right now, they don't care.
Yeah, because, well, when was the last time Indiana was worth a damn?
Ooh. Tom Crean had a year.
Right?
Tom Crean had a year.
I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a big risk for the University of Kentucky, but Mark Pope, the Pope returns. Rex Chapman is on board.
Yeah.
Rex Chapman is
Rich's brother.
Rich's brother. Yeah. Rex Chapman is on board. So they got that going for him, which is nice. 503-864-6326. It's crazy. Nobody wanted that Kentucky job, though.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
That's crazy.